And Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back. Michael Cohen here, producer Desi Simmons. Over half of the state's school districts are now outsourcing at least one of their key services. It's a trend that's growing as districts face tighter budgets. To talk about where we go from here, I'm joined by James Homan. He's the Assistant Director of Fiscal Policy at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Welcome to the program, James. Okay, and well, James was there a moment ago. Are you there, James?
Yes, I'm here.
Excellent, great to hear from you. So, James, we're talking obviously about the privatization of school services, and I guess my question is, how expensive are services like food, custodial, and transportation services, and do they tend to make up a significant part of a school's budget?
Well, obviously, the biggest expense that any school district has is for teaching. You know, most dollars do wind up in the classroom at some point. But outside of that, these support services can be pretty substantial. Usually nothing more than 30% of your operating budget, but this is 30% that you can control more than once every 3 years, like you can with a unionized collective bargaining agreement.
So give me a sense of just how rapidly this trend of privatizing services is growing here in Michigan.
Well, in the early 2000s, there's always been food service contracting. In 2003, it was about 27.3% of school districts that had used a private vendor to work at district's cafeteria. But there were less than double digits for custodial and transportation services. Now about a third of districts use a private vendor to provide custodial services. It's less than that to provide transportation, but the numbers have grown substantially.
Now, I'm imagining the transition of a school district from having its employees doing services to privatizing them can be pretty contentious, can it not?
Absolutely. I mean, every school board wants to be fair to the employees that are affected by these changes. And a lot of times, in fact, the contractors will hire them back to provide these services. However, in a lot of cases, it comes down to labor costs. And the private sector going rate tends to be much less than in the public sector. And part of that, though, has to do with Lansing's policies instead of the school board's decisions.
When you talk about outsourcing services and paying less for those services, can't that ultimately result in a lower quality of service?
Well, some of the districts that respond, we ask them why they decide to contract out, and most of them do list savings, but some of them say that we had some quality problems with our services. And we also follow up with that and asking, has there been quality issues? Is the district been satisfied with the performance of their private sector contractors? And every year we've asked, we've had overwhelming support of districts say that, yeah, we are satisfied with the level of quality that are provided in the schools. And that's really up for the school board to decide.
I'm talking to James Homan. He's the Assistant Director of Fiscal Policy at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. James, do you think there should be a clear line drawn when it comes to privatization between the public education portion and the services?
Well, the public education, we really haven't seen too much interest at all in contracting out for teaching services. There are some charter schools that essentially have contract teachers, but there's really not too much among the state's public school districts. So, until there is, we really haven't pushed it. We're looking to, we probably would study it if it ever came to the forefront.
Now, it really, when you talk about saving money, privatizing is always the easy answer, but isn't it legitimate that there is concern that a push to privatize more and more services is going to lead to all kinds of breakdowns in quality when you're looking at people that are not nearly as vested in a district as those as public workers are?
Well, the ruling's still out on whether your private sector employees are going to be more loyal to the district or not going to provide quality services. I mean, we have these employees who are loyal to the unions first and foremost and then to the district, and that's a problem in and of itself. And then on top of that, you have collective bargaining agreements that that guide how these employees relate with the district, how they respond to management, and how they can be disciplined. Whereas your private sector contractors tend to want to make their customers happy, and those customers happen to be the students at the school, the teachers, and the administrators.
About how much money does a school district typically save when it contracts out a service? Is it half the amount that it paid previously?
Well, it actually varies from district to district. There are wide varieties. I mean, the way that it works, the district usually solicits bids from private sector vendors. We'll analyze them. We'll figure out the difference between them, their current services, and among the districts, what each private sector employer is offering. But they can be substantial. They range, I think the highest we've seen is about 50%. And it's how much a district saved by turning to a private sector vendor. But it's actually gone, you know, as low as 3% too.
I can only imagine that with districts facing more and more budgetary pressures, probably more budget cuts next year, that privatizing services will be an attractive option. Where do you see this trend going from here? I mean, could we see virtually all districts privatizing most of their services?
Well, for food service, you're probably not going to see that, at least anytime soon. I mean, the district's food service budget is a business. They do have revenues. They do have, government grants that private sector people can get too, provide, free and reduced lunches. And a lot of the districts break even on their lunches, so it's not a drain on the budget, and there are federal rules that prevent a district from operating their budget in the black and then using that to subsidize general operating. So you're not going to see a whole lot in food service. In custodial service and transportation service, the book is out on this. Every year the unions tell me that every district where it made sense has already done it, and yet every year we see that more and more districts turn to private sector contractors. So I don't expect that to change anytime soon. But I do expect at some point to level off. There's nothing in Michigan's School Aid Act or any of the rest of its statutes that say that public school districts need to be uncompetitive with the private sector over here. And in fact, I really look forward to the day when school districts are able to provide these services directly at a good deal for taxpayers and for students.
Finally, when it comes to the economic environment we're in, is there any place for local unions at this point when it comes to school services?
Oh, absolutely. But unions right now are not as responsive to their own membership as they probably should be. I mean, they get paid regardless of whether they do their job or not through payroll deductions that an individual union member doesn't say. They are not subject to the votes on whether to remain unionized or not. So they can. They need to become more responsive members, and absolutely they serve a place in Michigan.
Understood. James Holman, he's the Assistant Director of Fiscal Policy at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Thank you for joining me, James.
Thank you for having me on.